USA News. I'm Dave Collins. A new poll has President Biden with a 4% lead over former President Trump. The Quinnipiac University poll does show Trump with a commanding 30% lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis among the Republican candidates. Trump's poll numbers come just 2 days after he pled not guilty to 37 federal charges related to classified documents found by the FBI at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Governor DeSantis has a message for California's governor.
What I would tell him is, you know what? Stop pussyfooting around. Are you going to throw your hat in the ring and challenge Joe? Or are you just going to sit on the sidelines and chirp?
DeSantis was asked to comment about some recent comments from Gavin Newsom aimed at Florida's governor. They include referring to DeSantis as a small, pathetic man after two flights of migrants were sent to Sacramento. A Manhattan grand jury has reportedly handed a second-degree manslaughter indictment in the death of a homeless man on a New York City subway. Daniel Penny was arrested for putting Jordan Neely in a chokehold on May 1st. Penny claims Neely was threatening riders, while Neely's attorneys says he didn't attack anyone and he had mental health challenges. Former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is being fined $150,000 by the New York City Conflict of Interest Board. Natalie Migliore has more.
That's the largest fine in the history of the board. De Blasio allegedly made the city pay for his NYPD security detail that accompanied him on 31 out-of-state trips for his failed presidential campaign in 2019. De Blasio allegedly knew he was in the wrong since he requested the board's permission and they advised against it. He's being ordered to pay nearly $320,000 to reimburse the city for the expenses. I'm Natalie Migliore, New York.
This is USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is urging nations to keep up support for Ukraine as the country kicks off a counteroffensive against Russia. Speaking after a meeting of nearly 50 countries assisting Kiev's war efforts, Austin called the war efforts a marathon and not a sprint. Kiev has claimed some gains in the beginning of its campaign, but there's no breakthrough yet against the tough Russian defense. A former Florida school resource officer's trial continues with more witness testimony. Scott Peterson stands to face the rest of his life locked up for failing to confront the killer during the Valentine's Day massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas Senior High. PSO SRO coordinator Sergeant Sam Samaro is on the stand.
Right, says contact team?
Yes.
Can you please read that?
This first one seen, 1 to 4 deputies, they will be actively engaged securing or searching for the suspect. Hot zone.
So back when this bus was given 2016, it was also thought of that one deputy may actively engage or search for the shooter.
Correct.
14 students, 3 staff members died in the 6-minute 2018 Parkland attack. Wildfire smoke is once again blanketing the U.S. upper Midwest. The wildfires in Canada have resulted in record levels of air contamination in Minnesota's Twin Cities. Heinz is releasing sauce packets custom designed for each state. Dubbed Sauce America, the condiment packets are limited edition and will be available at restaurants or anywhere else that typically have the packets. Dave Collins, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.